combination of the adjectives to God. Because everybody likes to go around and talk about a merciful God. A God who will pardon everyone. That's one one-dimensional picture, and there could be no God like that. God is merciful, and God will punish you. Both! Remember, after a couple of days he was talking about 2-1, 2-1, that this cannot be with the other one. He would say, look at the God. God gets angry when he will punish you, and with kindness will give you some gifts. Then it's God, you know. So there is some exception over there. And it's not exception, it's the rule. Because when I said God has anger and kindness, what did you imagine? Two equal stuff. And you forgot that at the beginning I said there is no equality. That's the point. He said, in God, the kindness is greater. That's why this tendency of goodness is here. That's why in this traveling stuff, everything improves. Because it's not equal. It's like this. So this is the leading part. We don't say that God is unidimensional. Because that's nonsense. Because Moses and Pharaoh are both needed, and he created them both. But he likes Moses better. We know that. Moses is closer to him. We know that. And we hope we understand it, all of us, because I'm a mixture of both. Pharaoh is in me. You know what the meaning of Pharaoh is, John?
Arrogance.
Arrogance. Arrogance is in me, of course. Comes from my intelligence. More intellectual understanding, more arrogant it could be. That's in me. The spirit of that Moses surrendering is in me. Both are in me, and you would say, guess what? Moses is stronger. Only if you attend to it, you notice it. So there are both in me. That's why I have the chance. That's why I have the choice. And when looking around, I see the same. Because even with the people, you have that illusion of one-sidedness. When they say, there is this peer, what do you see? Suddenly there is no anger over there. Is it? Both sides are needed. He referred to the people as their clemency is the foam of the sea. My clemency, the foam comes and goes, but the sea is there. These enlightened fellows, they have all the other weaknesses, but these are limited. These are used at the time for some purpose and things like that. Generally, is the good stuff. So remember, when we are talking about good and bad, don't go to the state of mind of pure bad or pure good. It's always the mixture. You have to only improve one of them. Now you're living like this, your intelligence is up, and the other one is hidden. You say, bring them. The other one needs to be a little bit more, because the camel driver counts a little bit more than the camel. But the camel driver without the camel is?
Dead.
Nothing.
Lost.
It doesn't exist. It's not, because it's not a camel driver. I didn't say when there is no camel at all. A camel driver without a camel is not a camel driver. It's an illusion. Both of them. After this argument and explanation, the intelligence could come out. Next paragraph. The woman said, Okay, let's look outside. Why? Because she was looking inside and the man was looking outside. Now, this is different. Let's look outside. There is this caliph. How about that? Because the source of goodness shouldn't be always in me. I'm not the fountain of the goodness or bad. It's outside. So you need to come outside. How? If somebody suggests that you come out of your shell, the first reaction would be, how? And what is the tool to do that? What can I do? It's simple. The only thing you need to come out of you is what? We talked about it. Honesty. Just be honest. Because when you're honest, you understand that you are not the end of this universe or the center. You understand that there is outside and you could come out. How? Here is that explanation which I postpone to the book 2. He talked about, okay, let me talk about this. The only thing you have is a little bit of knowledge you gathered. So I compare you to a pot with a little bit of water. That's what you are, aren't you? You are you with a little bit of knowledge. How did you get your knowledge?
Out in the desert.
His five senses. He said, look at it, five times are connecting you to this universe, to outside, right? Keep them clean. Keep your feelings clean because everything could leak from these feelings from outside to you. If you want this vase and the water in it to remain clean, you have to close these senses. Keep them clean and feel this little pot you have, or I would call it
jug.
Yeah. This, keep it clean, close some of these pipes, open another one. That common sense that we'll talk later and so on and so on. Open those other one and fill it up, because it will be enough for you to go to the king, because he doesn't ask you for anything, just for you to be you. So honestly, you are what you know, but keep it clean. And don't think that whatever I said you understood and blah 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 blah, because there are a lot of talking here in the talk, but we have to notice what is underneath, to read between the lines, all of this. But for the moment, you should worry about only one thing, that job. Because that's what you have, honestly, right? So take care about that. Be worried about that. 27. He was trembling for the job in fear of this and that and that. Because that's what you should do. And let me tell you something that maybe it will surprise you. Let's say today one of you decided to have this medicine to change your life. You want to come outside. But you have a little bit of knowledge you gather. Let's hope it's clean, it's not this and that. You want to come out. How? The process of traveling, though, this fellow was very amazing. Remember, the man was a guy who was resting. Needed to rest. because he was looking for one thing only. He wanted to be happy. Of course, the wife didn't let him, we know that. Because if he had no wife, he was a happy man. Right? But the wife doesn't let. What the wife is doing, nagging, right? He said, if you want to come out, first, that wife of you should start to pray. Praying is not logical. Praying is not for intelligence, but you intelligently should do it. And what the man should do, he should start to act, to walk, to come out and to seek the palace of Caliph. This is how it works. Means that spiritual part of you which is dormant should be active and working, and this one should put time for some prayer, zikr, and thing like that. Means do the opposite that your animal is used to do. Because your animal used to think, the woman is active, and the man is resting. If you have a real good microphone and go around and ask the animals, all of them, what do you want? What do you wish for? You know what they say? Rest. Look at your physical existence. You're looking for rest. If you're standing 2 minutes somewhere and there is a sofa bed, you just lay down. This is the animal. It should, because the only thing after all of this are satisfied is resting for the animal. Right? So, that resting stuff is your spirit, the dormant one, because it doesn't have any goal. It doesn't want to do something. It's only being bothered by the intelligence and say, no time for rest. Find the food. No time for rest, they are coming. You see? That resting, forget it. You want to rest? Become a stone. And a stone is resting. Comfortably, peacefully. Life is a challenge. So that spiritual part of you should walk the walk. And this lady should do the opposite. Prayer, zikr, to be busy at home. Because this doesn't come out. This will come out. Your heart will join the other people. But your brain is always your brain and locked in you. This lady cannot come out. But that's why the lady is looking out always. So do the opposite. Inshallah you will be saved. Bang me amad kei taulem ya to mohtauji girawyan chunga. Suddenly Rumi gets sentimental because he will understand the essence of what he is talking about. Because he talks about you, the duality in you, which is similarity, blah, 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 and the internal fight. And he arrived to a moment that the key is there, okay, you could come out, the man should carry this jar, and the woman should pray. Then what? Suddenly your intelligence said, Eureka, Eureka, Zami! No. This was only a part of the story. Because in this path, we don't believe in you walking. We believe in you saying, yes, I'm coming back. Because before you, your decision, there is this voice calling you back. And that one inside which doesn't agree with your intelligence. In this time, we are talking and walking and nagging about the being tired distance. Oh, where is it? When somebody arrives, what will happen?